Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name's James. I'm part of the team here. If you've got your bookmark stuff, feel free to carry on and write down your breakthroughs on the back. As a church this summer, we've been looking at the theme that we love church, particularly today, because it builds faith. And we'll be reading a story from the Bible in a moment, Matthew 7, about the wise and foolish builders. Very familiar story. But I wonder, as we start, something that we can all engage with at the very beginning. When I say the word wisdom, what comes to mind? I did a Google, trying to figure out, you know, wisdom, what are the signs out there of wisdom? And so I've got three images on the screen. The first one is an owl. Maybe, you know, as wise as an owl. It's A-level results season. Well done to our young people who got the results this week. There's lots and lots of wise as owl cards in the gift shops at the moment. And so that's one thing about wisdom, maybe an icon of it. The second one, got this image offline as well. Maybe you think of older people, particularly people with beards, when you think of wisdom. Have a look up and down the aisles where you're sat now, especially if you try to look for the beards. Maybe they're the wise people on the aisles. Just for a bonus point this morning, if you can guess the TV advert where that's from. Werther's Originals, there you go. There's nothing quite wiser than a grandparent with a Werther's Original. And last one, maybe when you think of wisdom, you might think of like an old sage or a guru, maybe someone a little bit like Yoda. Is that what wisdom is? I don't know. Anyone good at the accent here? Oh, yeah. Joe is. So did I. Anyway, maybe they're the things to give up wisdom. He can do Dumbledore. Cut the tape. Right, okay. Wisdom, that's what we're talking about this morning. And we're talking about the wise and foolish builders. What is wisdom? How does it help us to build this life of faith? So I'm going to read our Bible passage for the day. And we're going to look at wisdom and this building of faith. So this is from Matthew 7, verses 24-26. And it'll appear on the screen behind me. Actually, I'm just going to focus on these verses that have been given to us today. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew. It beat against that house, yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. The building of faith that comes from the very simple thing going on in this passage is the builder heard God and did something about it. The passage goes on to say there's another builder who built their house upon the sand. And when the storms came and the streams rose, it did not stand. It fell with a great crash. The difference between the two builders is that they both heard God, but only one did something about it. So we're talking this morning about building a life of faith, deepening our belief, another word for faith, developing wisdom. And it's when we hear God's voice and we begin to do something about it. And particularly when we talk about faith, we're not talking about blind faith. We're talking about that active, applied faith, as if our actions as Christians begin to tell people what we believe. It's like saying, I've got faith that the sun will rise tomorrow morning. So I set my alarm in the morning to get up. And so we're at church this morning wanting to hear about how do we live life better? What is it about this faith life, the Jesus life? Not because we want to have a better life than other people around us. It's because we've heard the voice of God calling us. And so we want to do something about it. We want to gather as a church and learn about this good life so we can apply that faith. And so this is probably one of the most well-known passages, probably in English writing, about building your life upon something solid. It's familiar. And the danger with something that's so familiar is we begin to make assumptions about the ending before we've even finished telling the story. There's two houses. Earlier on in the passage, it talks about two paths, a wide path that leads to destruction and a narrow path that leads to life. And so we begin to hear these two options. Maybe it's about living a good life and a bad life, and I just have to pick the good life. But the story isn't really about that. We're not given that luxury. It's not like one house is perfectly beautiful with a crisp garden, and the other house is on fire and it's about to collapse. No, they're two houses. For all intents and purposes, they could be very similar. It's actually underneath the surface. It's what's on inside, not really what appears to the eye, that's really making the difference in this story. It's like the two lives, they could look very similar, but really, the inner reality of one of the lives is so, so different. In the sunshine, they both stand, but in the storm, only the one built on the rock, on the firm foundation, will stand. Although the similarity between the two lives, when you dig a little bit deeper, it's only the one that will stand, the one built on solid foundation. That's a simple truth from this Bible passage. I just want to illustrate that with something from my story as a final thought this morning, and then we'll pray and we'll have some time at the end in a cafe. So here's how I want to illustrate it, because there's one house that's very much one life that's focused on the outward appearance, and the other that has taken the time to work on the inward and the foundations. And I'm going to share, this is my Facebook profile, and there you are. And this is one of those things, it's like a cultural icon, so to speak. It's something that we've all probably manicured, those that have it, because it tells the world of our outward appearance. This is what I want you to know about me. I want you to know that I have inspirational wise quotes sometimes. It was A-levels week, and just wanted to put something out there that, you know what, your results don't define you. But this is something, I'm giving signals to the world about my outward appearance. I want to appear clever, smart. Maybe in my picture, I want to appear as like a good father or a good husband. Actually, I do love that picture, I really do. But in some small way, it's me curating the outward appearance of my life. But really, there's not many things in this world where we really take the time to craft that character that look deepward and inward. And that's really in this story what Jesus is getting at. Those that hear and do something about it, those that take the time to build their life on something solid, that perseverance of character, that inner reality, when we orientate that towards God. Yeah, our lives might look the same. We might pray, we might give, we might do charity, but one might do it for outward appearance and the other might do it in response to the gratitude that they have towards God for the forgiveness in their life or the grace that they've experienced. Yes, the two lives might look the same, but one is fundamentally transformed on the inside. And that's really what as I've been a member of this church, I've been a member now, it was 10 years ago I went to university. And what I love about this place is time and time again, it's brought me back to focus on Jesus, to focus on working on that inner reality. Yes, we do good as a church, and some people might know us because of it, but many people won't know our name. That does not matter. But what does matter is that inward reality in us being transformed day after day as we experience the forgiveness of God. We can know our inner reality is built on something more solid than just our behavior or what the world sees. We know God. We know his goodness. And it's that applied knowledge. We're gathering together as a church, trying to do something about it. And I guess that's where I want to leave us this morning. We love church because it builds faith in us. And the wise life hears God's voice and does something about it. I'm going to leave us there. I'm going to pray for us. And then I'm going to invite the band out. Band, would you come out? And would we stand together? And the band will lead us in a response this morning. But if I could, I would love for us to pray together this morning. Let me pray. God, if the wise life, a life built on Jesus, a life of faith, is about hearing your voice, let us hear your voice this morning. And would we know, God, that it's not an angry voice asking of us to do more, but it is a loving voice that transforms us from the inside out. Help us, God, this morning to hear your voice. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.